No two ways about it. Winter is coming. Tomorrow it'll be well below freezing in Boston. What I'd give to open the bedroom windows to the summer sounds of crickets and tree frogs. On the other hand, they do get kind of noisy. So spare a thought for people who live near one pond in the Dordogne in southern France, a pond that is home to just 20 frogs, but when they mate, they've been creating an intolerable racket for nearby homeowners. Some 100,000 people have signed a petition saying the owner built the pond in his backyard without permits. The unforeseen consequences being it's now a swingers club for amphibians. This is recorded at the pond. Officials measure the froggy lovemaking at 63 decibels. That's about the level of a vacuum cleaner. The owner of the pond says the noise is just part of living in the country. And he says it's not like the frogs are the only sounds out in nature.
Hear the wild boar come and drink at the pond. You can see their tracks in the mud there. In the summertime, the birds sing very early in the morning. There's noise, but it's nice noise. If you don't like it, stay in the towns.
Et si on les supporte pas, on reste en ville.
A pro-frog Facebook page popped up supporting the pond, and soon the anti-frog bloc became victims of internet trolling. But they stand by their position that the pond needs to go. Fill it in with rubble, they say. Evict the frogs and stop the racket. But rallying behind the owners of the pond are local farmers who can't seem to understand the complaints.
The countryside isn't a museum. It's not sanitized. It's a living place with noises and smells, where animals live and people work.
As for the pond owner, he remains defiant. He has proof the pond was there before him. He just redug it. The law will now decide the fate of the pond. As for the frogs, well, there's a do not disturb sign on their door.
Moi non plus.